Weiter in Shas, we are in Zvachim Daf Yud, picking up on Testament of but about the page, four lines up from the bottom. It my shachta lishma lizok damash lishma. What happens if a person did a shchita lishma, but they didn't mind to throw the blood? Now lishma, Rashi says shachta lishma. That is lishe shalo chishav ala shchita el ala zrika chishav b'shas shchita dahainu meavoda leavoda. During the Shechita, he thought, I'm going to be Zorikit, not for the proper thing. Then what? Rabbi Yochanan Omar Psula, he says, no good. Rish Lakish Amakshera, Rish Lakish says it's going to be good. Rabbi Yochanan Omar Psula, he says, Mechashvin Me'avoda La'avoda. Klomar, fascinating principle that Rashi explains over here. Klomar, machshava mo'eles, an actual thought, will help, will impact, me'avoda la'avoda b'machsheves shalo l'shma. From one avoda for another, when the machshava is shalo l'shma. So even though I'm doing the shechita, and at the time of the shechita, I'm thinking that the zrika is going to be lo l'shma, even if later during the zrika I actually had in mind l'shma, still it's going to be no good. We learn this out from the machshava of pigol. The word pigol literally means rejected, and that is if someone has in mind when they're doing one of the four avodas of shechita, kabbalah, halacha, or zrika, they have in mind that they're going to do it out of its zman, out of the time, then it's going to invalidate the karma, it's going to be no good. And he's learning out from this idea, Riochanan saying, learning from just like this, one can affect something else. So too, when it comes to the concept of lishma, having the wrong intention during something can also impact it as well. And there, Virish Lakish Amiksheri, he says, no, it's kosher. Ein mechashim le'avod avoda. So no, you can't cross over from one avoda to another. There's no cross avoda contamination. Rashi says that b'shalo lishmo, the lo. When it comes to lo lishmo, right? So if I'm during the shechit, having a mind for the zrika, something, there's no shaychus. You can't compare those two things. Because he says, the lo yalfina lo mi pigol. We don't learn from pigol. V'yazda letamayu. And they each go according to their own logic. The itmar was said, beep, turn the page. Yudam alaf. Hashochit is a behemah manasas ogdama levodot kochavim. Let's just go shechus an animal. They have intentions. They're going to throw the dam for avoda zara. Oh, I'm also going to burn the fats. Rabbi Yochanan Omer, Asur, Rabbi Yochanan says the animal is going to be Asur. Asur Behana. Because we learn out one service to another. And we also learn out the laws of outside, meaning the karbanos that are outside, from those that are inside. Rashi explains what does that mean. Chutz means avodas kochavim, like avodas zara. Yalfin and avodas kochavim, shei chutz, that itself is an outside thing. Mimachshavas pigol shu pnim, which is something which is the inside. Just like we see pigol, that the kohen's intentions during the shechita to do the zrika outside of the time is going to work. So too, we're going to say in reference to avodas zara, if one shechs an animal intending to throw its dam for avodas zara, it's going to work and it's going to be aser. Rish Lakish Amar Mutaris. Rish Lakish says, nah, it's going to be mutter. We don't transfer over one to the next. Unless you shechted for avodas kochavim, shebeshchitasa avad avodas kochavim ozarik avodas kochavim, or you threw a dafka for avodas kochavim. V'lo yifin lechutz mepnim, and we do not learn out from inside. And therefore, we see if Yochanan Rish Lakish, they hold of their own shitas that we find in other places. V'iyashmin and be'a. Why do you have to mention in both places? Why do you have to talk about avodas zara and in a place of where they have it during regular shechita, not for its own thing? V'yashmin and be'a. We just would have taught us by the case of avodas zara. B'ha Amar Rish Lakish. That's where Rish Lakish would say that you can't learn out pigol because we can't learn outside from inside. P'nim. But in the case of Pinim and inside also, then Ema Modeli Rabbi Yochanan, maybe he would be masking to Rabbi Yochanan, that in reference to Lo Shema, you can affect from one avoda to the other, and therefore it would be problematic. V'yishman v'had, and we just what about the case of, you know, not doing it for the same, for not Lishma, but how come Rabbi Yochanan, that's Rabbi Yochanan is going to say it's going to be a problem, because we learn out Pinim and Chutz.
pardon. They're both panim, both inside things. But in the other case, with inside and outside, modeli rishlakish, you're masking rishlakish, tzricha, therefore you need to bring both cases. Ki yas Rav Dimi Amar, when Rav Dimi arrived, he said, he came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. He said, Masav Rav Yirmiya l'siyue l'Rav Yochan. Rav Yirmiya asked the kasha, a rishlakish, which is going to back up Rav Yochanan. Rabbi Ila, the Sira Lereish Lakish. Rabbi Ila, challenge of Yochanan, in a way that's going to back up a Reish Lakish. Right, so Masha of Yirmiya, the Sira Lereish Yochanan, what's helping Rabbi Yochanan, what's helping Reish Lakish? Rabbi Yirmiya, the Sira Lereish Yochanan, Rabbi Ila is coming to help Rabbi Yochanan. He says, Ma, b'makom she'im amar, harini shokit chutz lezmano, shu kasher. Let's say in the case where the din is, in the case of Pigel, where the din, that if the Kohen says, I'm going to shech this outside of its proper time, then it's still going to be a good shechita, because that doesn't even mean anything. The problem is that if a person shechs at a certain time, having a mind to eat it outside of the time, but whenever he did the shechita, he did the shechita, so there's no issue. Then there's an issue. A pig will arrive. So, but if you shechted it with the intent to throw its dam outside of the time, it's going to be no good. So makom she'im amar harini shochet shelo l'shma pasul. Then in the case of, let's say, a shelo l'shma, where the Kohen would say, I'm shechting this not for its own sake, it's going to be pasul, right? If it does a shechita or any other of the avodas of Chatas or Pesach Shlo Shema, it's going to be Pasol. The Shachtal Manasseh Zruk Dama Shlo Shema, and it didn't say Pasol, you had a mind to throw its dam. Now, of course, it's going to be Pasol. Oh. What do we see? What comes out is that the laws of Lishma are more chamor than those of Pigel. Lo Lishma is going to affect during the Shechita, in reference to the Shechita, is going to Pasol, which is not true with Pigel. And therefore, if a pigel intention during Shechita, in reference to Zrika, is going to passel it, then obviously, then a lola shema during Shechita, in reference to Zrika, is also going to passel. So that supports of Yochanan. Maskav Rava bar Ahiloi, comes as a kashana, machutz lezmano, shekein kares. That was all based on the fact that you're saying that Lishma is more chamer than Pigel, but the case of Pigel is actually more chamer because the person who eats something of Pigel is going to be chayiv kares. Somebody eats something and became disqualified because it was brought to Lishma, it's not going to be kares. Maybe it's because of this chumra that intention from one avodah to another is effective only in the case of Pigel and not in the case of Lishma. Ela amarav bar alai hachi kamer. He comes and says, no, this is what he means to say. If in the case of a something which is outside of its place, Rashi says shalochi shev. He didn't think lo ala chil on the eating v'lo azrika. Ella amareini shochet chutz lemkomo kasher. Right, out of its place, it's going to be kasher. Dochazin and demkomo hu shochto. The mechilas dam, the mechilas adam, omes beach, talarachmana, lechutzlim komo, vechutzlizmano, dechsev, veima ochel yachel, vegufi ofin, lechutzlim komo, chutzlizmano, mehai karal lekamo. We're going to learn this on daf yud gimel. So, if in the case of outside of its place, where the din is, that makom shalmer harini shochet chutzlim komo, shu kasher, it's going to be kasher, then shachtal manas lezog dama, chutzlim komo, pasul. But still, if he shechs it with the intention to throw its dam outside of its place, it's going to be no good. Makom she'im amar harini shochet shelo l'shma hu pasul, shelo pasul. So then, back up to say that in a place where, if he says, I'm going to shech it shelo l'shma, not for its right sake, so pasul, it's going to be pasul. The shechta manas hazuk damo, shelo l'shma. And didn't you pasul? Kavachom, it's going to be pasul. Where it says, no, can't bring that either, because maska for Ravashi, mal chutzim komo, you can say about that, shekei noig b'chol ezvachim. Chutzim komo applies to all of the karbonos. Tomer b'shalol l'shmo, you want to say about shalol l'shmo, shenu nogele b'pesach chatos? Remember, shalol l'shmo, the very first mishnah, that's not a problem. It's only a problem by chatos and by Pesach, so you can't compare the two. Alam Rav Ashi, Hachiyakam, that's what it means to say. Uma bimakom she'im amar harini shochit l'shem ploni. Shukasher. In the case of Shinoi Bailer, the coin says, I'm going to shecht this carbon for the so-and-so, right? Not the owner. It's going to be kasher. But Lizok Dama Lashem Ploni Pasel can be Pasel, then Makum She'im Ama Arani Shochet Shalolishman Shu Pasel, Shachto Al Menas Lizok Dama Shalolishman, Eno Din She Pasel, of course it's going to be Pasel. We see from here Kumtuch Ois that the Dinim of Lashma are more Chamor than that of Shinoi Bailim, right? Because they apply to the actual Shechita itself. So if a carbon is going to become Pasel, at the shechita, by having in mind to throw the dam for the wrong person, certainly it's going to be no good if he has in mind during the shechita to throw the dam for the wrong type of carbon. Okay, so now we've shown over here that we backed up Rabbi Yochanan. Now we're going to back up Reish Lakish. Rabbi Ila Lisiyuele Reish Lakish. Lo Teyam Rebizrika. Don't bring it. There's no need for us to be taught from the pasuk that having in mind for its own sake, in reference to throwing the dam. Rashi points out, we saw this earlier, in the Masechta, the Gemara said, we brought psukim that each avod of a shlamim should be done l'shma, right? It's going to be done for the sake of the shlamim. Then we have the Gemara later on, that brings psukim showing that each avod of a chatas should be done l'shma. But those psukim in reference to chatas are necessary to teach the basic mitzvah of l'shma for chatas, because that can be learned out from a hekesh of chatas to shlamim. So the psukim said that are brought in reference to chatas teach that not only is lishma for all of the avodas a mitzvah, but it's also necessary. Right? It's also going to be something leikuva. So now Rav Ila is going to show that the lishma, this idea of lishma for zrika, doesn't have to be said. Don't even say it. V'teisa mikav chomer mi binyana mishchita v'kabbalah. We should just learn it out from putting together the Kal V'Chomer of Shechita and Kabbalah. L'may Yechusa Kazu Rechmana, for what reason, why did the Torah decide to actually write it out? L'omer Dei Mechashem Avodavod, to tell you that you can't actually impact from one avodah to another. Rashi says, Ela B'Shas Zvika Gufa Boi Mechashem. If you want to actually go ahead and passel it, it's got to be done during the actual Zvika itself. It can't be that during Shechita you can mess up something with Zvika. Ask of Rav Papa, he says, hey, V'delma, who says? V'delma de Mechashevin me'avoda l'avoda. Maybe that extra pasuk is telling you exactly the opposite, that you're able to go ahead and have a mind from one avoda to another, right? And to mess things up over there. Rashi says, V'delma l'hachi kasvei l'ashmin and revusa de mechashevin me'avoda l'avoda shlo b'shas Zvika gufa boy mechashev dafil lochi shaval Zvika b'shaita el b'shas shchita havi mechashev. Maybe that tafke is going to be chayev. And for the Gemara now, MK in Lishto Kamine. That's true, the pasuk doesn't have to say anything. They say Mekav Chomer, Rav Ashi, and learn from Mekav Chomer of Rav Ashi. That is, Rashi says, MK in the Mechashvin, Asla Shmin, and Lishto Kamine, don't say anything. But they say Mechashvin, so we do. We are Mechashvin from Mekav Chomer Rav Ashi, the Amar, Uma im Bemakom Shem Amar, Reni Shochet Lashem Ploni, like we saw earlier. And therefore, the fact that he doesn't do that, the fact that he's speaking up, must be to teach you that you do not go from avodah avodah. V'idach, what's Rabbi Yochanan going to do? Parachachi, he would ask a kasha the following. He would say, Mala enough. You can't go and compare those avodas of Shechita and Kabbalah. Shekein Tuna Safan. Those need to be done in the north. V'yeshna b'chatos apnimis. And both are chayiv to have the Shechita and the Kabbalah, right? But there's no zrika. In the case of the inner chatos, right? And so therefore the shechita and the kabbalah are more machmer of a zrika, and the lishma requirement for zrika can't be learned out from the other two, and the Torah had to write the lishma requirement for zrika straight out, and therefore it's not extra at all. Oh, very nice. V'idach, and Reish Lakish to say back, hashtamia b'shlamim kaimin. Since the pasuk, right now we're dealing with the shlamim karbanos, and since the pasuk teaches that the shlamim's dam is supposed to be thrown for its own sake, that is extra. And we can learn from it that there's no intention. You can't go and compare from avoda to avoda. Yitmar, we said as follows: Shachta l'shma lizog dama shel l'shma. Everyone shachted it for l'shma, but they throw it down for not. Rav Nachman, Rav Sula, Rabbi Amar Kshera. V'hadar bei Rabbi l'gabi Rav Nachman, and the Rabbi he backed out. He went according to Rav Nachman, saying it's possible. V'kav v'chomer Rav Ashi, because the kav v'chomer that we brought earlier from Rav Ashi. Okay, now we go way back on a journey back to Daf Beis, and this is the statement of Rabbi Eliezer. Remember, we said the Chatas and the Shlomim are going to be things that are not going to be able to be. If he does the Lishma, it's going to be no good. I'm sorry. So Lishma, everything's going to be good except for the Chatas and the Pesach. Rabbi Eliezer, Afal Hashem, inclusive in Hashem, and Hashem is included as well. Shechted not for its sake, it's going to be no good. Tachmos and advice. I'm Rabbi Eliezer. Chatas ba'al chet. Chatas come for a sin. Hashem ba'al chet. Ma chatas shlo lishma psula. Afal Hashem shlo lishma psula as well. I'm Rabbi Yeshua lo. No, not a good thing. Because the amount of chatas came dama lamaila, whose dam is also put above the line on the Mizbech. There was this red line in the middle of the Mizbech, around the middle of the, right, to separate the two parts of the dam of a chatas or of an old is also it's put on above the line that we learned from the Pesukim, the blood of everything else is put on the bottom of the line. So Rabbi Yeshua is saying that the law of Ashem can't be learned out from the Chatas, because Chatas is more machmir. The dam goes on the upper half, and the blood of the Ashem puts on the lower half. So you can't learn it out. Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer back, Pesach will disprove that idea and show that still it's going to be something which is going to be a problem to the Lishma. Shadom Lamat, the dam goes to the bottom. Mishchatel Shul Lishma Pasal, Mishchatel enough for the right reasons, it's going to be Pasal. Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi says, no, because Mala Pesach singing is Manakavua. It is a set time during the year. Right? So therefore you can't go and learn out from a Karban Pesach, because a Karban Pesach has its own particular time that's going, it's more chamer than the Ashim. It can only be given on Yudal and Nisan. Maybe that's why it's not over there. Amar Rabbi Yezer, Chatas Chachiyach. Well, Chatas approved that because it's not around a certain time. Amar Rabbi Yeshua, so Rabbi Yeshua says to him, peep turn the page, Yerub Emes, Chozrani Chalila. I'm just going to go in circles. I'm going to say back to you, okay, but the Chatas is more chamer because his dam is thrown on the upper half. Now the Gemara says, well, hold on one second. Rashi points out, V'lo yakam adin, if the din is knocked out, you can't go and learn this, Rabbi Eliezer. Nice try. You don't tell me Yashem. V'lo kamban parach v'nedda dina v'nisi b'ma'atzad. But why don't we go and use a ma'atzad? Lo rizek rizeh, lo rizek rizeh. In order to include it. It says Gemara, Chazer. Okay, we'll see that when we get in the Gemara. Now, Chazer Rabbi Eliezer v'dano din acher. Rabbi Eliezer, he pulled back from his original din, and he brought another reason why he says the Chatas should be included. In the case of Zalal Lishma, it's going to be possible. Chatas nemerva hu b'shchita. He lishma kshera. Shelo lishma psula. And by the Chatas, it says the lashon of hu. It says by the shchita. Nemerva hu b'shchita. It is a reference to shchita. And therefore, from who we learn out... I said, who is it? He. Chaz Emer Bo, he, Bishchita, we switched it. Huh. He. He, Lishma, Kshera, Shalosh, Shalosh, Psula. Pesach, Nami, Bo, Nami, Bo, who, Bizvicha. Lesa, Bizvicha. Who, Lishmo. Okay. The pasuk says, "Va'amartem zivach pasachu, hu lishmo kasher shelo lishmo is going to be pasul." Af Hashem nami, nemar hu lishmo kasher shelo lishmo pasul. So straight up, we learn the same idea. Amar Rabbi Yeshua, no chatas nemar ba hu b'shchita. By chatas it says, "He b'shchita," which is yeah, v'shachatos. So makom shu yischadet sol lefnei Hashem chatas hu. Use lashon of hu. Two. Amar Rabbi Yeshua, chatas nemar ba. Hu b'shchita, he lishma k'shera shalishma p'sula. Pesach nemar ba hu b'svicha, hu lishma k'shera shalishma p'sula. Aval ashram lo nemar ba hu ela l'achak tos emurim. When does that come up? It's only after they burn the rest of the emurim, the sacrificial parts. Fu atzmo shalolich tur emurim k'sher. And the carbon itself is going to be good, even if they didn't burn the emurim at all. And therefore, the lashon hu over there, when it's found by ashram, can't be used to go and to teach me that an Ashim is going to be no good if it's not done Lishmo. Amar Lo Rabbi Eliezer, he's not giving up. Hare Omer Kechatas Ka'Ashim. It says, like, as the Chatas, so the Ashim. So it compares the two of them together. Right? What is this? The Pasuk. Pasuk in Vayikra. Kechatas Ka'Ashim Torah achas lehem according to sheichaper bo lo yihye. Ma chata shelo lishma paso, afashim shelo lishma paso as well. Boom. Okay, there's a nice little strong shtickle over there. Amar mar. Amar lo Rabbi Yeshua, go back to the top. It says chosar lichili. I'm going to go back in a circle and say the chatas is more chomer because the dam is on the top. I the pesach. Okay, the pesach it's during its man. I the chatas. Chatas on the top and so on and so forth. For lemon dida. So go ahead, repeat it. V'laisu ma'atzad and bring it tzad shava. Right? Lo yizek riyazel, lo yizek riyazel. Rashi is the pesach of chatas, ne'acholim. Afa ni'avi yashim, so they're bringing Hashem as well. No, mishum dekele mifrach, who's going to ask a kasha, knock it off. Well, tzad shava shaman, shken yishven tzad kares. Says Rashi, tzad kares, chatas ba al shigas kares. The pesach chayav melev kares, tahor shalo haya b'derech rechoka. Right, if someone's a tar, is not b'derech rechoka. If he's got a curse, if he doesn't bring it, so therefore you can't learn out the other ones. With the Ashim doesn't have that same thing. Amar lo Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua said in the beginning, right when he tried to go out and Rabbi Lezer is learning out from Mechatas, he says lo, not a good thing. Because the Amar Mechatas getting dam lemayla, his dam goes above. The Leim Lezer say lo im amart. Amarta bechatas shekin nichlas dam lefnai velefnim. Why does he just say another reason over here? He says that if you want to say that the intent not for its sake lo lishma is going to be no good for chatas because its dam is brought lefnai velefnim. You want to say it also in Oshima's blood is not brought over there. So the Gemara explains why Yeshua didn't use that particular thing because. We're talking about outside chatas, whose dam is not brought inside. So that wouldn't have been a good rebuttal. She'im nichnas dam lefnai vilefnim psula. So what does Rabbi Yeshua say to him that we can't learn an ashim from an outer chatas? Because in the case of outer chatas, if its dam is brought inside, the chatas is going to be pasul. Rashi says, "Pircha he v'hachi gamar v'le malei malachatas achitzon shekin im nechas dam lefnim psula." It's going to be possible. The chesiv v'chol chatas asher yuva midama chulu. Talking about Hashem, the lomis l'vachi. You're going to say with the Hashem, which is not going to be possible such a thing. So you see, a chatas can be disqualified more easily. Then that's why it's going to be no good because shelo l'shma and Hashem can't be learned from it. And for the gemara, islay the Rebbe Eliezer af Hashem. No, not really, because Rebbe Eliezer holds the same thing about Hashem. If it's time is brought inside, it's going to be a problem. It's going to be a puzzle. Okay, shekain. Okay, how about this one? Rabbi Yeshua should have said to him, we can't learn usher from mechatas. Shekain mechapes chavei krisos. Because chatas is going to be mechaper for chavei krisos. As she says, Rabbi Yeshua, malachatas is given for mechapes chavei krisos. Usher won't, though, and therefore that's why it's more chamor. Mechatas is shmiya akol. Realize you could still learn from the chatas of Shmia Sakol. Rashi says, Yalla for Rabbi Eliezer, the Einu Ba al Karis. That's something that comes not for Karis. This is talking about, we said earlier that if you have an aide who lies, a witness who falsely denies under Shavua about monetary disputes, somebody who's not going to be Karis, this person is going to go and bring a Chatos. Therefore, it could have been that. No Karis involved. Hi, Rabbi Yeshua just said, she came to an Arba Matanos. Why doesn't he say he can't learn out the Asham from a Chatas because the Chatas needs the Arba Matanos that of Dam that's put in those Be'achar says, Tomer Be'asham Shein Matan, Elish Shnei Matanos, Shein Dalit, two which are four, right? This is, you see, the Asham's more Chamar. There's two applications on the diagonal opposite corners of the Mizbeach. So each one, each of it spreads out onto two different walls. So it says, no, Karishma, Damar, Kol Adam, Matun, Arba, Matanos, Yerushal is of the opinion, all of them need that, even including an Ashram, so I wouldn't have knocked it off. I, Al Arba, Kranos, Ashram can't learn from Chathas because the Chathas needs on all four corners of the Mizbeach. Like it says in the Gemara, Rabbi Shmuel says you need to have four different applications for the Ol and the Asham. He doesn't require that their blood be put on all four corners of the Mizbeach. The Chata is more chamor than the Asham because of that, right? Al Arba Karnos. This is more Velit HaMeich. according to you that we're coming up with all these reasons why we should, Rabbi Yeshua didn't make other things, well, but there's more. Ha'ika etzba. We also have the idea of the etzba. Ha'ika karen, right, which is only by one up or the other. Ha'ika karen, the corner, the horn of the mizbech. Ha'ika chuda, right, we also have the edge of the mizbech, right? These things are unique to chatos. Elechad mitreit losa time inakat. So Rabbi Yeshua mentioned, you know, one of two or three different possibilities to knock it out. It doesn't go through the whole gamut of opportunities. Amar mar. So out of all the possibilities he did use, he used one of them. Amar Rabbi Yeshua, lo imamar. So you want to say that it's not for its own, you know, for its own, it's not lishma, it's going to pass by a chatas, but the blood is put on the top of the mizbeach, or in the top of the line. You want to say something about Asham from the bottom? Lemele Rabbi Eliezer, why can't we just respond to him by saying, Asham nami dam lemele? What are you talking about? The Asham is also, the blood goes above. Why is that, says Rashi? Because we know that Rabbi Eliezer, makesh Asham l'chatas, he's makesh one to the next, and therefore it's just like it's selling us to other dinim as well. And that is that when it goes above, he also says it goes above. Amar Abaye, Asham dam lemele lo matzah samait. You can't say then Asham is his blood put above the line, because Kavachomer me'ola, because the following Kavachomer from Ola would teach you the opposite. So Mat Ola she kalul dam in lamata, in Ola which is completely consumed of mizbech, his blood is in the low below Asham sheino kalul lo kol shekin. If it's Asham who was not completely eaten up, for sure it's going to be below. So what do you mean? But Mala Ola shekin ainam mechaperes. How could you go and prove from an Ola? An Ola is not mechaper. Maybe that's why it's dam. It's not put on the upper half. So we can't learn out. We couldn't learn Asham, which does mechaper, right? We can't learn an Asham from an Ola like this. Rather, we would learn out from the Chatas that Asham also has his blood is put above. No, Chatas oftuchich, though the bird of a Chatas will show that the fact that it's not being mechaper is not the critical factor here, because the Chatas, the bird of the Chatas does atone for it, but it's done on the bottom of the line. Says Rashi, Daha lemata lekaman, the per kotche kotchem. We know that that's put. I'm sorry, dama lemata, because put it on the bottom. So the marba malachatas of shegain eina min zevach. You can bring a rye from malachatas of. It's not. There's no shechita that's done over there, right? Rashi says ella min malika. It's some malika. It's some with malika, not shechita with a knife. It's some with a nail. Ola tochiach. So Ola will knock that back off, and it's no problem. Lo yizak krizil, yizak krizizeh. I saw the shavshon shem kachem kachem for double matter. Both of them are kachem kachem. The blood is on the bottom. After you have yashem kachem with the shu kodesh kachem, and for double matter, it's supposed to go below the line. Amalei Rava mi parzakil Ravashi. Why can't we just knock it off? Why can we say that? What's the tzadashav? Shekein ein lahem kitzva. They don't have a set amount, right? A minimum value that Torah by Asham. Look, so you want to say that by an Asham, which does have a minimum value, right? The animals brought as an Asham has to cost at least 2 shekel. And nothing else has like that. Rashi's the demand of Asham Yesh lo kits for the dama because of Shkalim. Since the lack of a minimum is another type of tzadashav of the Ola and the Chatas, that's not by the Asham, then it should stop the Asham from learning out from there. Kumar says, okay. Elahainu tam Rabbi Eliezer. This is the reason Rabbi Eliezer that the dam of the blood of an Asham is put below the line. Damar kra koin a mechata osa. Pasuk says by a chatas, the coin who throws it. Throws it means talking about the dam. Actually, it's always dama. V'chatas skiv. Umiyet osa b'chatas l'me'utei shakotcha mimako matan damo shel chatas. It's a miyet. Says Gemara, osa dama l'mayla. That dam is going to be l'mayla. V'ein damo shel ach l'mayla. But other dam is not going to be done l'mayla. Says Gemara, Yachiv, that's really true. Everybody else is learning out when it says a coin of a chata osa. Rabbi Osa means chatas dami. Name Osa lishma kshera shel lishma psula. We should say that the chatas also that's done lishma is going to be kshera. Then lo lishma is going to be pasul. Hashvachim, but if the other zvachim being lishma shel lishma ksherin, no matter what, it's going to be kasher. clearly the Asham would not be a problem if it's done in Shalul Shema. So he says, no, Ahu Osa Lav Davka. It's Lav Davka. The Hoshayer Pesach, because what about the Pesach, which is also going to be no good if it's done in Shalul Shema, and that's not mentioned over there. So clearly, may Asham Kosim included. Hachanami Lav Davka, here also in reference to the throwing of the Chatas Dam, why don't we say it's Lav Davka? The Hoshayer Olas Hof, because what about the Olas Hof? Was brothers put it above the line, and we're leaving that out also. And for the Gemara, Bezvicha Mia Lo Shayer Mide, in reference to a carbon that needs Shechita, nothing was left out, because the Ola Sa'of, right, the bird Ola, and like the Chatas, it's not Shechted, it's not Malika. So we realize it could hold that Osa, when it says it, when it's said in reference to the Chatas Dam above the line, is specific and excludes all the type of things that are Shechted. You can also say, Hamani, who's this going like? Which Tana doesn't consider the Ola, the bird Ola, to be left out? Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. So Rabbi Shimon, Damer, Hai Makam Luchud, V'Hai Makam Luchud. He says that the dam of the Chatas is different than that of the dam of the Ola. The Tana of Tenebraisa. Damer Matachtonim Nitnin Michuta Sikur Lamata. The lower bloods are from the red line and down. V'Aldiona Michuta Sikur Lamayla and up. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Pamatavar Mamurim. What are we talking about over here? That the upper blood can be placed anywhere above the red line. Let's think about the Olsa Of. Of a Bechatas Behema, Ki Atzma Ina Nasa El Al Gufa Shel Karen. It has to be done only on the horn itself. Mamish on the Karen itself. According to Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, the dam of an animal chatas has to be put on the actual keren, is a horn, it's on the mizbech. Anything which is put below that is going to be no good, even if it's above the red line. So Rabbi Elazar, if he's going to be maskim to this, then when it words the word it that's used to the where you place the chatas dam, it can be taken to be a miut, and there's no exception to that. So it's limiting only to that. So the blood of no other carbon has to be put on the actual horn itself. But the blood of some of them, meaning the bird Ola, is put above the line. So Rabbi Elazar could not have said back that he learns out from Chatas, the dam of Asham is applied above the line, because it, when it says the word it, said in reference to placing of the Chatas dam, is specific, and therefore can bring any other carbon, including an Asham, from the same dinim to the actual horn itself. Mm-hmm. And even though this is not a raya, it's not showing that the dam of the asham is put below the line, only that's not put in the horn, the Gemara still we get is proving the point of a year, because the only reason to think that the asham's blood would have been put above the line is that we learn asham from the chatas. But if the asham's dam cannot have the same law of the chatas, because the word it, then it's not being learned out from the Chatas in reference to this, and therefore it wouldn't be put on the Mizbech. The dam wouldn't be on the top. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.